Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Queen Sonia opens a new sky lift, Princess Anne attends the Scottish Church's General Assembly, the Chelsea Flower Show, the Claytons' Royal Wedding, and two new exhibitions focusing on Charles I and Charles II, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Over in Norway, Queen Sonja officially opened the Loen Sky Lift in Nordfjord on Saturday, the 20th of May. The cable car will convey tourists from the fjord to a new restaurant at the top of Mount Hoven, which is 1,011 metres above sea level, in just 5 minutes. Queen Sonja also took a ride in the cable car named Hugin for a spectacular trip which offers views of a dramatic landscape with steep hillsides, lush nature, sparkling fjords and snow-capped mountains. Loen Sky Lift has an upward gradient of 60 degrees at the steepest point, making it one of the world's steepest cable cars. Queen Sonja said, quote, "Absolutely fantastic, what a wonderful treat. I am so pleased I had the chance to experience this. I am a bit afraid of heights, but it went very well," end of quote. She also said, quote, "This is one of the most magnificent parts of our country with such unique nature and tremendous variation," end of quote. When asked if Queen Sonja had any hiking trips planned using the cable car, her response was, quote, "Perhaps, possibly," end of quote. Queen Sonja unveiled a 5-metre horseshoe at the top of Mount Hoven during a formal ceremony. Hoven, or Hof, which is named after Sleipnir, the god Odin's horse in Norse mythology. According to legend, Sleipnir kicked one of his hooves into the mountain at Loen, leaving a characteristic hole. The official opening finished with a lunch at the restaurant for 270 invited guests. Loen is already a popular tourist destination, so the local community hopes this new spectacular attraction will bring even more visitors to the area.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The Princess Royal, as Lord High Commissioner representing the Queen, addressed the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland on Saturday the 20th of May. Princess Anne is the first member of the royal family to take on the role for a second time, having served in the role back in 1996. She praised the General Assembly as a place for, quote, "reason and civilised debate," end of quote. She said there was still a need for spiritual leadership, with the number of people attending church is falling, and, quote, "that need is greater than ever," end of quote. Princess Anne said the churches in Scotland have a major role to play in welcoming strangers, a tradition which she believes is stronger in Scotland than in many other parts of the world. The Princess Royal participated in the Ceremony of the Keys at Holyrood Palace on Friday the 19th of May and resumed her duties with the ceremonial procession during the opening of the General Assembly. The opening ceremony included a powerful address from the retiring moderator, Very Reverend Dr. Russell Barr, who raised awareness about homeless people in Scotland during his year in office. He said the lack of political will as the one thing missing to resolve a situation which he described as, quote, "unacceptable," end of quote. The Princess Royal participated in the Heart and Soul Festival in Princes Street Gardens on Sunday the 21st of May, where she joined the moderator to launch the new Crossreach Grey Cake Mental Health Awareness Campaign. On Tuesday the 25th of May, the Princess Royal joined the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland to observe a minute's silence for all those affected by the terrorist attack in Manchester.
Welcome Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
The Queen attended the opening of the Chelsea Flower Show in London on Monday the 22nd of May. She was accompanied by the Duke of Edinburgh, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and the Countess of Wessex. The Daily Telegraph in Britain reports that the Queen has discovered a renewed interest in gardening and, even at the age of 91, it is never too late to take up a new hobby. According to reports, the Queen was inspired by a garden restoration project at Frogmore House near Windsor and has developed an impressive knowledge about plants. Robert Hillier, who is the chairman of Hillier Nurseries, one of Britain's leading horticultural suppliers, said he was taken aback by her sudden interest and in-depth knowledge. This year, the Queen was said to be unusually animated while visiting the world-famous flower show. Frogmore, a Georgian house, set in 35 acres inside the home park at Windsor Castle, was designed as an escape for Queen Charlotte, who also enjoyed gardening. Friends gave the Queen plants for the new beds for her 90th birthday last year.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Clayton's Royal Wedding. The royal wedding you have when you don't have a royal wedding. The Duchess of Cambridge's sister, Pippa Middleton, married her fiancé James Matthews at St Mark's Church in Englefield in Berkshire in a 45-minute church ceremony on Saturday the 20th of May. The bride arrived at the church with her father, Michael Middleton, in a vintage 1951 Jaguar car. Pippa wore a gown created by British designer Giles Deacon, with a veil and a small maidenhair fern tiara. Meanwhile, the Duchess of Cambridge accompanied all those adorable page boys and flower girls, including Prince George and Princess Charlotte, and helped adjust the bride's train. Like most mothers, the Duchess of Cambridge was seen rousing on Prince George when he was misbehaving. Prince Harry arrived at the church with his brother, Prince William, Princess Eugenie and her boyfriend, Jack Brooksbank, and tennis champion Roger Federer and his wife Mirka were among the guests. Lady Gabriella Windsor, who is the daughter of Prince and Princess Michael of Kent, was also present. The guests attended a champagne reception held at nearby Englefield House. A lavish reception was later held that evening in a large glass marquee at the Middletons' home in Bucklebury, which was a few miles away.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
The Royal Collection Trust has announced partnerships with the Royal Academy of Arts and the BBC, which will bring the treasures of the Royal Collection to a wider audience. A joint launch event was held at Buckingham Palace early this week on Monday the 22nd of May. One exhibition will feature King Charles I's art collection, which will be reunited for the first time in 350 years. The Charles II Art and Power Show will open first with a Royal Collection exhibition at the Queen's Gallery at Buckingham Palace from the 8th of December to the 13th of May 2018. Most of his works have remained in the Royal Collection, including portraits by Sir Peter Lely and John Michael Wright. The Charles I King and Collector Show will open at the Royal Academy of Arts from the 27th of January to the 15th of April 2018. The exhibition will reunite 150 works with 91 on loan from the Royal Collection. Most of the works owned by Charles I were sold off after he was executed in 1649, with many ending up in foreign collections. Art critic Andrew Graham Dixon will be presenting a four-part television series, The Royal Collection, next year, which will be broadcasted on BBC4 in 2018. A one-hour documentary, Treasures Reunited, Charles I at the Royal Academy, will focus on his extraordinary art collection. It will be broadcasted on BBC2 to coincide with the exhibition. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.